Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So I know this basketball is driving people like you crazy all over the country, because I see even Division I games are being moved at the drop of a hat and rescheduled and so forth. But so I was going to try to see if you had any inkling as to looking ahead on the A&M Commerce schedule. Looks like you have home games Friday and Saturday for the men, January 22nd and 23rd against UT Tyler, and I guess it's the same for the women. Obviously, that the times are different, but January 22nd, 23rd. Any chance that you think those games might be able to be attended by fans by that time?
Yeah, we're in the process right now. We had announced previously through the MLK weekend that we were going to be pass list only, and right now we're in the process of opening up a little bit more. Still working through some logistics, and hope to have an announcement here pretty soon on limited student attendance, very, very limited donor attendance, and just see how it plays out. But when we sat with the head coaches at the beginning of this, I just looked at them point blank and said, what is the absolute goal for you? Take everything out. What's the number one thing? And they both agreed. Our number one goal is to play. I do hope we can welcome some fans back into the field house and looking forward, the pep band's going to be there, is the plan for the 22nd, 23rd, and then we'll just continue to hopefully open it up, or maybe by the end of February we can go all the way up to, whether it's 25, 50%, that'll be something that we will just continue to monitor and look at.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Tim McMurray. Tim is the athletic director at A&M Commerce. So look into that weekend of January 22nd and 23rd with UT Tyler coming in for the men and the women. And I know, again, this can change at a moment's notice, but what percentage of capacity are you saying as of right now for those
games?
We're not
saying a percentage.
I see.
So we'll do our four per person pass list for players, families, and guests. Certainly our athletic staff, and then up to another 100 people of a combination of LCF donors and students. We'll work with our Student Government Association on what the student reservation form may look like. And then, if we get a higher number of reservations, then we'll spread out invitations to maybe a future game here in February, because open it up too much, then you get into cancellations and having to, if you move it, and you run out of games. We just have to really manage attendance. We do, working with Judy Sackfield and her team in student success, we are, going to be able to stream games in the student center on the digital network, and that, obviously has the KETR voiceover on it. We're excited to be able to offer that for our students at no charge, and that doesn't replace being in the field house, but for us, it's the best 1B option.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up. You have the Lone Star Conference digital network, which provides video. Now, that's available to everyone on your website?
It's available to everyone at a $10 per day charge.
I see.
We have X amount through our contract, and I'm on that committee through the conference, and we put together an opportunity where it's accessible for us to give X amount of logins to our divisions that affect students, such as residential living and learning and student center, and Judy and our communication is working with our communications team. Her team's working with our communications team to make sure we can provide those venues for our students.
So it's going to be a work in progress throughout the season, pretty much, isn't it, Tim?
Very much so, yep. It's really, we basically got about six more weeks of regular season basketball to vet.
Yeah, and basically we're out of time, but looking at your website, it looks like the softball schedule is still sort of in flux. It really hasn't been published yet.
Yeah, that's in the process of being approved by the LSC President's Council, and I think within the next really literally few days, we'll have that finalized, and that'll very much be a work in progress, even though thankfully it's an outdoor sport, so there's a little bit less risk. There's still some high contact areas in the dugout in confined spaces, but I do think we've learned a lot of lessons there, and we're in the process of making the best decisions there possible, and I think we'll certainly be able to look at 50% attendance there.
Oh, that would be good. That would be great. And, of course, they would normally start early February. But do you think you're going to be able to do that, or might they be delayed a little bit?
No, I think early February is the plan for sure.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yep.
That's good news. Tim, I know it's challenging for you, so hang in there.
And the other thing we haven't even talked about, you know, volleyball and soccer. Volleyball is going to start at the end of January.
Oh.
First home matches in early February, and soccer also will start mid-February and go into early April. So every sport except football actually will be playing this winter and spring.
I did not know that. So you will have volleyball and soccer being varsity games being played in the spring semester.
That's correct, with the spring championship tournament. Yep.
Well, that I had not heard. That's good to know. We'll talk about that again soon, Tim, okay?
You bet.
All right.
Rest for the weary.
All right, very good. Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the phone line here.
And thanks, Mark. Appreciate you.
You bet. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.